Welcome to the Battle Buddy Podcast with Keith McKeever.
Welcome back to another episode of the Battle Buddy Podcast. I have another great guest here today. I'll go ahead and let him introduce himself. What's your name and where are you from? What was your story growing up there, Ronnie?
Hey, how's it going? My name's Ronnie Abbott. I'm a military veteran of 8 years. And I got out in 2015. I've been transitioning since. And now it's 2021. And I have my own business, my own e-commerce. I'm working for myself. I'm connected.
Awesome. So where'd you grow up? Where was home and stuff like that for you?
So I grew up in the small town of Wills Point, Texas. It's like kind of south of Dallas in the country.
Sounds like a small town.
Yeah.
And just out of curiosity, do you have any family members? Why'd you join the military?
I was infantry in the 11 Bravo in the military. Because when I joined, I wanted to do something I couldn't do on the outside world. Like, you can't guns and blow stuff up in the outside world. Well, legally.
Not legally in most cases.
Yeah, no. So I joined on that aspect, just the adventure of it.
Absolutely. Well, no doubt about it. I don't care what branch or what career field you get a heck of an adventure out of joining. So, eventually though, we all come to a fork in the road. No matter how it happens, we come to a fork in the road when it comes to our military career ending. And you got to that point one way or another, and you end up getting out. So, how was that transition process like? You know, from the beginning to the end. What was your mindset throughout it? I know it's a little different for everybody, but it's something we all struggle with in one way or another, whether it's your job or setting things up or where do you move, all those kind of things. So what did you experience?
Yeah, Keith, for me, I experienced a lot of things, a lot of different adventures that I didn't necessarily sign up for after the military, but I just kind of, life happened, you know. There was a big transition moving from military to civilian life, and you know, I was I kind of didn't really take that as serious as I should have, and so I did experience a few difficulties in life, but obstacles that I overcame, obstacles I continue to overcome, and just the relationships I'm creating and the growth because of that is just huge now.
Awesome. Yeah, growth is huge, and mindset's key for it, and that's really what I mean, this whole episode is about mindset, because we talked the other day, and my takeaway from that, my initial thoughts were, like I said just a couple minutes ago, there's a fork in the road. I think inevitably every human who walks this earth throughout their life is going to have a handful of forks in the road, you know, 5, 10, whatever it is, where they got to make a decision one way or another, and things are going to go in a good direction or a bad direction. Sometimes those things are kind of made up for us. So you experienced something in this last year that was a heck of a hurdle that I've never heard of anybody having to go through. You were accused of something that you didn't do. So what exactly happened to you about almost a year ago?
Almost a year ago, I was falsely accused of sexual assault in the first degree in the state of Wyoming. It was a load of mess, and I had to go through that. I had my constitutional right to a speedy trial violated. You know, I lost everything that I had going for me. I lost my vehicle. I was enrolled in college. I lost everything. And, it was pretty wild. It was. Yes, Keith, it was.
And that was, you had told me some of the specifics of it. I don't know how much you can really say, but, it sounded like it was just an absolute crazy mess. You had no idea who this person was, and the police were asking you questions about it. You're like, I don't know at all who this person is. You know, it seemed like they were just trying to just get somebody. So what was going on with all that? And like, how did your mindset change through all that? Because I know your mind, the roller coaster of emotions that you must have had to have been insane, from anger to confusion to, you know.
Oh, I was scared 100%. I was scared 100%, Keith. I felt like I was in another war, like just like I was overseas in the military. Like I was in another situation. I was sitting there facing something I didn't do, I was telling them over and over I didn't do it. There was no DNA evidence. It was a load of crap. They were sitting on this evidence. They extended it because of COVID. I mean, I was ran through the ringer, but I've been through that in the military, so I could relate, but I didn't have nobody but three people in my life that key people in my life that helped me get through that. And one of them is a veteran friend, a close friend of mine, Katie Walters. She helped me get through it big time.
Good. Good. It got to have a support structure. Without it, you're just kind of flopping around in no man's land. So that's good that you have a support structure.
Yeah, and that's what the military teaches us, a support structure. You need that. And so it was so long that I went without it, and where did I end up in life? I ended up in and out of jails. I ended up in situations like that. I made poor decisions because I didn't have a support system established. I didn't have those people. I felt like it was me against the world because after getting out of the military, they're getting a little better about it now, but for the most part, you're not walking out the door with all the tools you need to be successful when you're getting out of the military, for whatever the case may be. I mean, you're just not. It's just not happening.
Yeah, they want to claim that a couple years of training classes, TAPS, whatever it's called, I don't know if it's different branches, but the claim is that it works. It's going to completely prepare you for the civilian world. Now, I went through it about 9 years ago. I can tell you the whole transition out of the military, almost everything they taught about was get on LinkedIn, keep your Facebook profile, you know, as clean as possible, get a professional headshot, and be very careful with your resume. That's it. That's all the preparation for the civilian world that I can recall them ever teaching me. What they don't teach you is the cost of...
Create your LinkedIn profile. You had to create that.
Yes, that's exactly when I did mine. But that's it. They don't talk about entrepreneurship. They don't talk about owning buildings. They don't talk about the VA loan or finance or personal finance, a budget. I think we all know a lot of people that serve that really had no personal budget. They had no clue. I mean, they got the money they got. They spent it. They got more money the next month. In the civilian world, it's not necessarily like that. You've got ups and downs. Now you got to pay for insurance, you know, homeowners and vehicle insurance. Well, you probably have those anyway, or rental insurance when you're in, but then you got to pay for medical insurance and stuff like that, life insurance policies now that you got to get, and they don't prepare you for any of that. They don't prepare you for the real cost, all those different things. So it's a mess. You know, they're trying. I guess I'll say that, but there's gaps there that need to be filled in. So.
There is definitely, Keith. There's a bunch of gaps, and it's getting filled by what you're doing right now, by what me and you are doing right now, sharing our story and helping each other, creating this avenue of approach that can reach people where it hasn't been reached before. I mean, people are familiar with podcasts, but people, are they familiar with podcasts for veterans? Like, Facebook groups for veterans, they just don't know. Because, I mean, we're getting out and there's so much hitting us, and there's so much that hits us, we just don't know, and we just kind of get tunnel vision.
Yeah, it's an information overload because you're kind of in a bubble. You're protected by the military in some ways of that bubble, especially for people who are overseas. I think it's probably even worse if you've been overseas and you're not in American society, and then you got to come back and transition, but... It's a tough one.
I'd say that, and if you were on like I was on my third and final enlistment, so it was either get in for however long or make it a career or get out of the military. And so if you're someone who's invested a decade or more into the military service and you get out, and a good buddy of mine, I just talked to him last night. I stay in touch, but he was at about 16, 18 years, and then he became ineligible to re-enlist due to his disability from being blown up back in the day, RPG and stuff. The VA, they would not even put him into, any type of drill. They moved him and would not, work with him. And so there's a lot of things that go on in that transition. You're right, Keith. And so, I mean, we don't know everybody's story. We don't know what's going on. And so it's just becoming more familiar about what's going on. hearing people's story, hearing them share, letting them know. So, I mean, they can move forward from that.
Thankfully, we have a platform for that now with podcasts and Facebook groups, social media clubs, groups, whatever you want to call it. I feel sorry for the older generations that didn't really have that. I mean, they had the American Legion, the VFW, organizations like that, kind of more of a social setting more than an educational setting. We have an opportunity to tell our stories and educate and let people know what you've been through, what I've been through, what other guests have been through, that you can come out the other side. There's a way. There's a path. Somebody's already done that. And so you just got to help, you know, you can find that person that has done it and show them the way. And be that, a cliche I know to say, battle buddy. But that's one of the reasons that I named the podcast the Battle Buddy Podcast, because I want to let people know that they're not alone. Somebody else is walking your shoes. And
yeah,
maybe it's me, maybe it's somebody else. If you got to find that person, hopefully I can find the resource, or eventually find the resource to help somebody in those shoes. So that networking is huge. And look at us. We're meeting each other and expanding our networks. And who knows where that might lead to be able to help somebody someday. So get back to the whole falsely accused and sitting in jail and the mindset. You know, what was that emotional roller coaster like when you found out that you were getting out?
Oh, see, I didn't know I was getting out. That's the thing. I went all the way to a trial, to a jury trial. I had a public defender, and I just put my faith in society. I put my faith in 12 jurors during COVID. And I mean, they took it that far, which is ridiculous, which is so ridiculous.
But it didn't take them too long to make a decision, did it?
Oh, it took them about, I'd say, maybe 10 minutes to deliberate and come back with a decision.
And so what was that like when they read it out, you know, not guilty, and you realize it's done, it's over, now I can go upon my path in life and go do something?
I cried, man.
That had been a huge, huge weight lifted off your shoulders.
Yeah, it was hell.
Yeah. Well, how long after that did they actually let you go?
Maybe 3 hours. I mean, I had to go back, do the paperwork, get my stuff, little stuff I did have. I mean, that. So they got me out rather quickly after.
That's good to know, especially during COVID, where they stretched it out in the first place and made you wait and go through all that. So
at that point, Keith, I mean, I knew I didn't do it. I told them I didn't do it. I had nothing to worry about, and so I was already invested in it anyway. I mean, and so they've already violated my constitutional right, which hurt. I'm like, I was a veteran who fought for my country, fought for my rights. I would like my constitutional rights upheld. And the judge goes, yes, they'll be upheld, but they are going to be violated by 5 days, and that's okay, because your trial is going to be on that fifth day. So, yes, we are going to violate your rights, but it's only...
But you have rights. We're going to give you your rights, but we're going to violate them?
Yeah. Oh, a bunch of crap.
I guess the only thing I can say on that is...
But, you know, Keith, I didn't dwell on it. I didn't dwell on it. Yes, it was horrible. Yes, it was shitty. Yes, it was a deployment. But I didn't dwell on it. I hit the ground running when I got out, and that was the first weekend in November. And so I was homeless, living on the streets before, living out of a tent. And now I have my own place in Everett, Washington, $1,600 a month. I mean, within that amount of time, I have my own e-commerce business. I have multiple revenues of income. I'm enrolled to be a full-time student back with SNHU, going to start in March. I just got so many things going to me. And the relationships I've created are even more phenomenal than that. So, I mean, I didn't dwell on it. And so you can't dwell on it. I mean, the thing is to know for shit to hopefully change. Excuse my language.
No, go ahead. I mean, I can hurt my feelings.
For it to change, people have to know what the hell's going on. And the reason people don't know what the hell's going on is because nobody opens their mouth. Oh, it happens to me, and I'm just going to lay in the fucking ground, cry, roll over, and accept it. No, not me. Hell no. I'm ready to eat. You have to be a wolf, man. You have to be a freaking wolf. You have to, because life is going to beat the shit out of you, and you have to eat that shit and give it right back. I mean, my honest opinion.
Well, I think most people would hopefully take that experience and realize how quickly things could change. You know, and you could just wrong place, wrong time, and be accused of something that you had nothing to do with, and your whole life can just flip upside down. It's just like, you know, somebody dying and how fragile life is. Once you see that and you understand that, your whole mindset, the way you look at everything, completely changes. You realize that you only got limited time. It's time to grow. It's time to be better. It's time to build something rather than just let it, because you could have easily gone the other way. You know, anybody in your shoes could have easily gone the other way and found themselves in some bad situations, or even trying to make a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Very easily could have gone that way for a lot of people. So good thing for you, you had the support structure and strength to persevere. And you can look back now and see, look where I've come from. You know, look where I was and where I'm at now. So congratulations on all the hard work you put in.
Well, thank you very much, Keith. And like, I didn't have all that before, which is funny. I didn't have all that before. Like, I gave up on everybody. I shut everybody out. But during that time was like a kind of awakening, like you said. And what I'm doing now is I'm happy. I've created a legacy, and I'm growing every day. And I'm working out every day. And I have money in the bank. I mean, it's just awesome. Everything has grown off of that. Because every day I just hit the ground running, take the day, whatever the day comes. I network. I get to know people, like-minded people. And I network, and I just grow. And I come across toxic people, but I have to cut those people out of my life. Like, just cut the people out of my life. And it's funny, because once you start cutting toxic people out of your life, or the toxic thing out of your life, something new and something better even comes along. Like, relationships form. Ideas get created. I mean, things happen. And when things start happening, it's amazing. I mean, you're gaining some relationships back, too, that you may have lost due to just you being out there thinking you're alone. I mean, you have to have that awakening. You have to be ready to do the change. It just isn't going to happen. I mean, because you can't expect somebody to automatically change. It's on them. It's within the person. Like, I had to go through multiple failed relationships, failed marriage. I had to be in foreclosure. I had to be homeless. I had to live out of a tent. I had to do that. I had to be, I had to do that for me to wake the hell up, because I'm a hard-headed Southern Texan man who freaking was raised like hard-headed as hell, because, I mean, I don't know. That's just what the nature is. Not everybody's that way, so it's not necessarily going to be this. But having the resources and the networking and getting to know people and what's out there before you get out, or even after you get out, I mean, because there's opportunities for everyone. There's opportunities for your family. I mean, you have not been forgotten. See, I almost said ain't, because I'm from Texas. That's in the dictionary in Texas.
I'm sure it is. A lot right next to y'all, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right there.
Same sentence.
Y'all ain't. There you go. Yeah, that's oh, geez. I'm sure that is in the Texas dictionary, but yeah, sometimes you got to get out of your own head. You got to not be so hard-headed about things. You have to look at things from a different angle. I was kind of chuckling there for a second, because I'm kind of the same way. I'm a very hard-headed person, and sometimes I have to realize that how stubborn I am may be getting in my way of growth, and I need to take a step back or do something different, whatever the case may be. But you got to do that. But what really helps with that sometimes is a support structure. Somebody else who can honestly look you in the eyes and say, snap out of it. Get yourself in gear. Grab yourself by the boots and go do what you need to do. So you mentioned, like, relationships. What kind of relationships have you been able to, like, foster or repair throughout this whole process? Because that seems like that was probably most of your support structure, if I'm reading you right.
Yeah, well, I really didn't have, like, any friends I was talking to. Everybody in the military, we all went our ways. And so I really didn't have that many people. I had my younger sister who, she's 19 now. She's a signed country artist. I had her, but I just gained her recently. Like, these are everybody that I neglected in the past. So I gained my sister, my ex-fiance I was engaged to back in 2014. We just started kind of talking, just knowing it, and it's been amazing. It's been cool. I didn't expect that to happen. My relationship with my mother, I mean, that's there. I mean, it's really cool. My relationship with friends I grew up with, my relationship with people that I was in my military unit with when I first deployed to Iraq, my relationship with the people I deployed to in Afghanistan, my relationship that was in my military service, my relationship with people I've encountered through my life. I mean, I thought I was alone. I thought nobody gave a crap, you know? That wasn't the case. I just shut everybody out. And so when I shut everybody out, the way it works for me is when it's all about me, it's about nobody else, and therefore I'm probably hurting everybody in those actions. And so I stopped doing that. I started, myself is about other people today. Myself, I'm a selfless person as much as possible. I mean, I have to be. I have to be humble. I have to be grateful because I've been there. And so without this support system, you see where I was. Now look with the support system where I'm at now in this amount of time. Like, it's crazy. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely. That's definitely helps explain, you know, how you got where you're at, you know, because it's hard to climb by yourself. You think about digging a hole and trying to climb out by yourself, like it's almost impossible. You need somebody to throw you a rope or give you a hand and help you get out of it. So, but I'm curious, what was the point where you kind of stopped being in your own way with those relationships and started accepting people's support or love, or, you know, started rebuilding those connections and it, like, flip a switch, you know?
Yeah, I'd say that was in, I was, when I was down in Texas, I was living, this was the end of 2019, I was in a relationship I fostered, and it was just horrible. I was living out of a tent, smoking weed, doing drugs, and the woman I was with, she was okay with that, and I wasn't okay with that, and I wasn't okay with everything. I didn't have nothing, and then finally, I'm like, what the heck am I doing? What am I doing? And so I was like, I got to get out of here around all this toxic environment. I have to get out of this situation. I reached out at a good friend of mine when I was living at a homeless shelter. I met him. He was in Golden, Colorado. He managed a Snarf's sandwich shop, which, by the way, if you ever are in Golden, Colorado, or in Colorado, you have to try Snarf's. It's awesome food. But
Snarf's, huh? Said, yeah, interesting name.
Yeah, yeah. But he said, you can come up. I got a job you can start. You know, we got a place. You know, it's good. And so I was, just had faith, man. I was like, all right, let's go. And so I got up there, was working, and then trying to find a place in Golden, Colorado is very expensive. I was like, man, it's too high. And then I had reached out, and I found my friend Katie, Katie Walters. She was with me in Afghanistan. But she reached out. She said, hey, I'm in Glen Rock, Wyoming. Like, it's just up the road, like 4 hours. Why don't you come here? It's cheaper, you know. Get enrolled in college. You know, we just caught up, started talking about life. And so I was like, yeah, that sounds good. But I was like, I eventually want to make it up to Washington State, because Washington State is where a lot of things are done throughout my child support with my kids and stuff, my ex-wife. So I wanted to be up here to hit it head on. Plus, I like Washington. I love Washington. I loved it when I was in here in my first duty station. I mean, loved it. So,
what was your first duty station up there? Was that Fort Lewis?
Yeah, it was 1st and 23rd Infantry, the Tomahawk.
Yeah. We didn't talk about that the other day, but I've been up to Fort Lewis, pre-deployment training before going to Camp Buka back in 2007. And, man, it was cold. That's just, it was wet, rainy, snow. We had no cold weather gear. They kept us in those World War II barracks. I don't know if those were still there, but they were terrible. There was, like, no insulation in the walls. It was miserable.
I'm just going to throw out there that they probably still have it, just because.
Probably.
It's a training event. I know how the military works. We save money, and...
You know, there's a darn good chance...
Yeah. There's a Stargate as a village, okay? Like, we have a stack of tires as a village. So, of course, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was just saying, there's a good chance that if either one of us happens to have grandchildren and end up in the military and they get up there, they'll probably still be standing at that point, too.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be flying, tanks at that point in time, but...
Black mold. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I was just getting back up here and doing that.
Awesome. Yeah, you've definitely come a long ways, you know, in your story. I mean, I was just amazed after talking to you the other day and hearing the different things that was going on. So, what's the next step for you? You know, you're running a business now. You're probably in that mindset of looking forward. I think when you're not in a growth pattern, you're not looking at that next step, and you're just growing exponentially. You know, personally, professionally. So what's that next step for you? What's that look like?
The next step is just continuing what I'm doing. Keep investing in myself. Maintaining my routine. Like, staying engaged. Keep sharing myself. Keep getting to know people. Keep mending some of those relationships. Getting to know what's going on with my fellow vets, my fellow brothers. And then just, you know, just putting in the work. I mean, you have to put in the work 100%. That's a common denominator across the board, Keith. I mean, you have to put in the work. So, yeah, I want to be a full-time student. I'm going to have my stay-at-home business, my e-commerce. I'm going to continue to build that. And I'm also going to be working out, personal training. I'm going to be going to school. I mean, I'm going to be eating healthy. I have a meal plan. And then, you know, I'm also going to see some of these wonderful sites up here in Washington. So... I mean,
there you go.
I'm going to be doing.
Hey, you might as well.
I mean, I love working from home. I mean, it's awesome. Being your own boss is even better. So, I mean, great.
That it is. You don't have somebody breathing down your neck. They'll take care of your customers, and that's it. You don't have to worry about a boss man with TPS reports or or whatever. But pay a little homage to Office Space back in the day. So you know your business, you're in e-commerce. Go ahead and tell us what your business is and what do you do?
I am an executive with Q Sciences. I have a full spectrum e-commerce, full spectrum hemp products and all natural organic products. I was talking to Keith yesterday. Oh man, what did we talk for like 3 hours? The products
are quite a while.
I mean, they're awesome, and it the fact that. That the level of distribution on the product is huge. I mean, we're in 21 countries, which is, I was sitting there and I was watching Brandon Stevens, a good friend of mine and my mentor and business colleague with Q Sciences. He was down in Mexico because we just signed Mexico on, and he's got the resort going, and it was his birthday. And man, I am just ecstatic about the opportunity. I was talking to people in England. So I want to venture to England. I want to get my passport. I want to travel again like what I did in the military. And it's going to happen. This year is huge for me. I mean, not just this month. Like, I'm only in the first quarter, like, from kicking my ass into gear. I'm in the first quarter. I had to, you know, it took that 5 years out of the military to get to where I'm going. But it doesn't have to take that to everybody. So I provide the opportunity to people to have their own e-commerce, and I sell products myself. But... it's bigger than that because the relationships that are formed are just amazing. Like, I mean, Mark Wilson, 2-time former Super Bowl champion of Oakland Raiders, started Q Sciences in 2012. So it hasn't even been in the United States a decade. My best friend, Brandon Stevens, he used to, you know, play in the NFL. It's awesome. It's relationships that, like I said, I didn't have before. But reconnecting and realizing, you know, hey, I want to talk to my good friend Brandon Stevens. Hey, what's going on? I know you got something going on. Yes, I want to be a part of it. And that's another common denominator for me. Hard work and Q Sciences is all I do now. and I'm happier than I ever been. The products are amazing. I mean, they're chai seeds, all organic energy. There's stuff for pets, the hemp, full spectrum hemp. There's doctors, the research and scientists, all this study, all these PDFs behind it. It's good from the young to the old. There's kids podcasts for their vitamins. They get their chewables, their drinks. I mean, the products are amazing, and I'm just glad to be part of the opportunity to have that right now during COVID-19, to have that secondary income, to have that knowledge of this investment. I mean, for under $200, I had my own e-commerce. I had that secondary income. With that, now that I'm a full-time student on the other side, now I have that extra income. You know, like, it's just looking at these opportunities, investing, networking, and growing, and not being closed off. Because once I close myself off, that's when I feel like the bad shit really happens, Keith.
Yeah, that can definitely happen. And it's probably a perfect model for you too, going to school, to be able to kind of work that school, you know, at your own pace, the way your schedule works, you know, because there's demands of both, right? I mean, there's networking and sales and stuff like that in your business, but in school there's papers, reports, and all that fun stuff that comes with it. So, you know, not everybody has that opportunity to go to school, but, you know, some people go to school, they got to be physically in the classroom, stuff like that. So, you know, if you having that flexibility of not having to juggle both at the same time and choose, like, am I going to go to work or am I going to go to school today? Where you can do both, just, you know, put in the hours, put in the work. So it's a good thing. And got, for those that are happen to be on and watching this on when it's on YouTube, got the link right up there so you can go check out his products. So there's a wide range. We were looking at it the other day. I was even surprised to see pets on there, and pets and the children's vitamins and all that stuff. There looks like there's pretty much something for everybody, no matter what you need. So good thing to go check out there. Is there any other parts of your story that we haven't hit on, Ronnie?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, it's not just one podcast where you can actually cover it in somebody's entire story, I feel like. I mean, covering topics is one thing, but getting to know the story, the real person, that's another. I mean, I plan on starting my own podcast soon, too. I mean, I just have to get things in play. I'm looking at the, you know, end of February. So, you know, it's coming up and gives me time to prepare. But, you know, I just want to continue to share my story. I share my story on my YouTube, on my Facebook, on my TikTok, on my Instagram, on my LinkedIn. Like I said, if you add me on there, if you want to, DM me if you got questions. But definitely growing on all these platforms is big right now. I feel like, you know, especially if you're into being social. I mean, do you like talking to people? I
mean, now we all need, like, it, especially a lot of people are stuck at home, you know. Being social is even more important.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it's something big, and we definitely found out how big it was this past year. I mean, but and they don't understand us veterans, a lot of people that are veterans, we have been through that separation from having this, the luxuries, the this. You know, we've had it, the sacrifice. And so society got humbled as a whole, and they're like, oh no, we can't freaking do it alone. We need to talk to somebody. And so they created all these great social platforms for people to connect on. You just have to start connecting to people. That's it. You have to tune into that podcast. You have to join that group. You have to, you know, start your own podcast, TikTok, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook Business. I mean, and then they just started a couple more, you know, YouTube, Battle Buddy Podcast, you know, you got to tune in and share your story.
Absolutely. And because it's important for everybody's mental health to just kind of plug in somehow. Hear somebody else's voice, like, don't be stuck at home. But you hit on something that I'm going to say really hits home with me. You kind of compare this to a deployment. That's how exactly I looked at this when COVID hit last year. My initial thoughts were, you know, just like everybody else, yeah, I don't want this. This sounds terrible, you know. A lot of information we didn't know about coronavirus at the time, but I just looked at it like, okay, So order some groceries, order a bunch of toilet paper, hope they have some, and I'll just stay home with my family. And we'll just ride this thing out, and it just kind of extended and extended and got to a certain point where I was like, well, this is just kind of like a deployment. I mean, I leave the house every now and then, don't get me wrong, but I worked from home before, I work from home now, my kids are at home, but I just look at it like that, like, it's going to end, it eventually will end, the vaccines will hopefully work, we'll return to life more like normal, you just got to embrace the suck, just like a deployment, seeing the same people over and over again, the lack of, you know, I look at it like a lack of freedoms. Everybody has their own different thing, and I don't want to bash anybody, but some people I've seen go on big vacations and trips and stuff like that during coronavirus, and that's their decision. That's fine. I don't. We haven't really gone anywhere, and that's by choice. We just don't want anybody to get infected. You know, just kind of playing our part, and that's how I look at it, the whole thing. Well, eventually, it'll open up. We'll be able to take that family vacation and go have some fun and go hang out on a beach or something or do whatever we're going to do, but it'll be over eventually, just like a deployment. You know, eventually that 6 months or that year, 18 months, whatever, it's going to be over. It'll be fine. Just move on. Doesn't help the fact that it's boring sometimes and you get sick and tired of being in the same house with the same people. But, you know, you got to just get creative to do things, you know, find family time and then find other quiet time alone where, you know, you're not being bothered. But, you know, we each have to figure that path out. So before we wrap up, I've got three questions for you. And I told them to you before we started. And these are always interesting questions I ask every vet. And I think the responses are usually pretty interesting. Sometimes I can guess where somebody's going to go and I'm completely wrong. So first question is, what advice do you have for somebody who's looking to transition out of the military today?
I would say, look to get connected. Connection. If you're not connected, if you don't have any connection groups, colleagues, start to connect with whatever you want to do, whatever makes you happy. Start connecting with the groups, whatever it is. Just start connecting. Network.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there. You get entrepreneurs, clubs, interests, hobbies, all kinds of things. I would agree with that totally. You find some way to get connected. We each have our own different thing, but that's a good one. Now, how about for somebody who is, let's say, 18, 19, 20 years old, and they're thinking about a career in the military? What advice would you have for them before they sign up?
Just, I mean, enjoy it. I mean, but be aware that the road's eventually going to end. You're going to have to think of, I mean, you're not in there. Your life is going to extend further than the military. It's going to progress. There's a lot of things that are going to happen after the military. So enjoy it. Live it. Do something you can't do. Do whatever you love. Do it for the school. Do it for the money. Do it for your family. Do it for you. Do it for your country. But at the same time, be aware that, you know, there are opportunities for after your time in the military there, you could be very set up financially because you have invested before into opportunities. So Gary Vaynerchuk is someone big to key into on that. But just look at the investment possibilities in your life after the military before you join in.
That is a good one. Investing in the thrift savings plan, invest in your education. If you do 20 years and you join it, you know, 18 to 20, you're going to get out at 38 to 40 years old. And you've got another 25 years of your life for a whole other career, whatever you want to do. But if you invested right, you've got the money set aside. You've got everything rolling. It's halfway there. So, and the last question I got for you then, are there any veteran social groups or organizations or anything like that you want to give a shout out to that's either been helpful for you or helpful, you know, to a battle buddy of yours or something?
Yeah, of course I'd like to say Q Life Movement, Q Sciences, Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V. I listen to Veterpreneurship Tribe on Facebook groups. Mission. There's like Mission 88 or 81 up here. AmVets, VFWs. I mean, everybody that's been there and supported me. I mean, that's a big one. Staying tuned into a lot of those groups. Those groups are supportive for me. I mean, that's why they're in my system. And so just being constantly involved, you know, daily routine. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, there you go. I will throw that through your website back up there. Once again, it's https://shop.myqsciences.com. Q Abbott, ABBOTT, 0308, /home. And that'll get him to his Q Sciences page where you can check out all the awesome stuff from vitamins, supplements, drinks, all those different things on there for you. So, once again, Ronnie, it was a pleasure having you, and hope to talk to you again sometime soon.
Yes, sir, Keith. Pleasure being here. Thank you.